Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the third chapter of Maseches Krisos. Today we are learning Mishnayos Zayin and Ches, 7 and 8. Mishnah Zayin says, Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, Sha'alti es Rabban Gamliel v'es Rabbi Yeshua. I asked Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, Be'itlith shel amos. In itlis she'amos. So what does that mean? Let's look at the Barton Neuro. Itlis is shuk shemokrim sham basar. It's a market where they sell meat. She'amos, shem ha'ir. That's the name of a city. So I asked Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua in the meat market of a city called Emmaus, she'halchu likach behema l'mishteh beno shel Rabban Gamliel, where they had gone to buy an animal for the wedding feast of Rabban Gamliel's son. So what did Rabbi Kiva ask them there? Habal ha'achoso v'al ha'achos aviv v'achosimo behelam echad mahu. What's the law if someone has sexual relations with his sister and his father's sister and his mother's sister in one state of unawareness? And we'll see in the Barton Neuro, this actually means someone who is both his sister and his mother's sister and his father's sister. And if that doesn't seem possible, remember the crazy situations we had yesterday where someone could be his daughter-in-law and his daughter and his sister and his mother's wife and his brother's husband and everything else. So, but the simple reading of the Mishnah is these three women, but we'll see that it's not that easy. So getting on, Chayev Achas al Kulan, is he liable for one carbon, one sin offering for all of them? O Achas al Kol Achas ve'Achas. Or does he bring one sin offering for each type of sin? Ve'amru lo, and they responded to him, Lo Shamanu, we haven't heard this halacha. Aval Shamanu, Haba al Chamesh Nashav, Nidos ve'Helam Echad. But we have heard that if one has sexual relations with five of his own wives, all of whom are in a state of Nida at the time, and he's in one state of unawareness when he does it, Shehu Chayav Alko Achas Va'Achas, that he has to bring a Chatas, he has to bring a sin offering for each one individually. Vroen Anu Shehadvarim Kavachomer. And it seems to us, they said, that the matter is a Kavachomer, meaning if that's the law in this case, all the more so it should be in the case that Rabbi Akiva asked about. Let's take a look in the Barton Neuro. Haba'al Achoso, one who has sexual relations with a sister. Hachika Amar, this is what it means to say. Haba al achoso, one who has sex with a sister, shehi achos aviv v'achos imo, who is also his mother's sister and his father's sister. Umishkachasla, he's going to explain how such a thing can come about. Kagon sheba Ruvain al imo, so the situation is Ruvain has sex with his mother. V'holi b'meno shte banos, and she gives birth to two daughters. V'chazar, and then he goes again, uba al achas mibinosav, and he has sex with one of these two daughters that he had with his mother. V'holi b'meno ben, and then she gives birth to a son. Uba ha-ben, and then the son goes, al achoso, shehi achos aviv fa'achos imo. So the son has sex with his sister, who is also his mother's sister and his father's sister. So that's how we get that situation. So they answered him, Shahadvarim Kavachomer. It seems that this should be a Kavachomer. Like, if this is the case in the case with the five Nidos, even more so in your situation. Umaha ba'a chamesh nashav Nidos Shehem Shem Echad. If he has to bring five sacrifices when he has sex with five different Nidos, which is all the same sin, Linida Losi Karev, because each one was a violation of the sin of do not draw near to a woman in her menstrual uncleanliness. Chayev Alka. Achas va'achas, so in that case, he's liable for each one. Haba'al achoso, shehi achos aviv v'achos imo, then one who has sex with his sister, who's also his mother's sister and his father's sister, shehen shlosha shemos, which is three different sins, klomar shlosha lavin mechulakim, it's three separate prohibitions, eno din shehe chayev alko achas va'achas, wouldn't it make sense that he has to bring a separate sacrifice for each one? V'hai kavachomer prichahu, but the Barton Neuro says this kavachomer is not so clear. It's not such a strong argument. D'mala chamesh nashim nidos shehen gufei mechulakim, because remember, the case with the five women, the five wives who are all nida, they're five separate bodies. Elataima mishum d'amar kra. So rather the reason that he would have to bring three sacrifices in Rabbi Akiva's case is because the Torah says, ervas achoso gala, that he reveals his sister's shame. Ukra Yaserahu, and this is a superfluous verse. Dibereshe dekra kasiv ve'ish asher yikach es achoso v'ra es ervasa. So the first part of the pasuk tells us that a man who has relations with his sister and uncovers her shame, lamalim lahader su ervas achoso gala. So why do I need to go back and say again that he reveals his sister's shame? So rather, this must be coming to teach us that if one has relations with his sister, who is also his mother's sister and his father's sister, then he is liable for each one independently. Mishnah Ches. Va'od shalon Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had another question for them. Avraham adul b'hema mahu. What's the law when it comes to a hanging limb of an animal? So let's see what that question is in the Barton Uro. Avraham adulda ba behema, talish ruvo, umaura b'miktsaso. So the limb is hanging there. It's mostly detached, but it's still just hanging on. Mahu, what's the din? Sheyitma mishum avra minachai, ki'ilu nitlash lagamre. So the question is, does it make one impure as a limb severed from a live animal as if it were completely detached? So continuing in the Mishnah, Amrulo, they responded to him, Lo Shamanu, we haven't heard a halacha in this case. Aval Shamanu be'ever hamadulu ba'adam, but we have heard about a limb that's hanging from a person, Shehu Tahor, that it's clean, it's not ritually impure. Shekachayu muke shchin b'Yerushalayim osin. This is what the lepers used to do in Jerusalem back when the temple was standing. Holech lo erev Pesach etzel harofe. Before Passover, they would go to the doctor. V'chodcho adshehu maniach bo kisaora. And they would cut the limb, the dangling limb, until it was just hanging by a thread. V'tochavo basira, and then the leper would rub up against a thorn. V'hu nimshach mimenu, and that would separate the limb from him. V'hala ose pischo, and then the patient would be able to offer his carbon pesach. V'harofe ose pischo, and the doctor would be able to offer his carbon pesach. V'roan anu shahadvarim kavachomer, and it seems to us that the matter is a kavachomer, meaning if this is the case with the human being, all the more so it should be the case with the animal. Let's finish up in the Barton Uro. So they said, we've never heard the halacha when it comes to an animal, but we did hear it about a person, be'Avraham adul ba'adam. Shem or ktsas tahor, that if it's hanging on just a little bit, he's still clean. Muke shchin, lepers. We're not talking about saras here. We're talking about actual lepers. She'avrehen noflin, because their limbs are falling off. So this is real leprosy, not what we colloquially refer to as leprosy. Bechatcha, and they would cut it off. So Pesach is coming, and they'd go to the doctor and have the dangling limb removed. Lo mishum tahara, not because of purity. Shekodim lekeim nami tahar, because before they have it cut off, they're also pure. Elo shelo yehe ma'os beregel be'evra hamaduldo, but rather they don't want to be disgusting on the holiday with this dangling limb just hanging there. So shemeniach bo kisaora, it's hanging from a thread, ve'eno chadcho lagamrei, and they wouldn't cut it off completely. Shelo yitma es hachotcho shenegeya bo b'shas perisha. So that way the doctor wouldn't become ritually impure from handling it when it becomes separated, which would keep him from being able to offer his carbon pesach. So rather he would rub up against a thorn. So the doctor would cut it till it's dangling, just hanging by a thread, and they would rub up against a thorn. V'nidlash ha'ever mi'alav, and that would separate the limb from them. V'hachola eno tame, and the patient was not ritually impure. Lefisha mochi atzmo bekoach babas achas, because he would just do it in a single motion. V'ha'ever nidlash mimenu bekoach, and it would just come off from the effort of his rubbing up against this thorn. V'leke negia b'shas prisha, and he wouldn't touch it at the time when it came off. So nobody was handling the limb when it became separated, so nobody became impure. So they say that if this is the case with a human being, it seems to us shehadzvarim kavachomer, all the more so it should be the case with an animal. Uma adam shemakabel tuma mechayim. If in the case of a person who can become ritually impure when he's alive, ha'ever hamaduldol mimenu tahor, the dangling limb is nevertheless pure. Behema she'enu mekabelas tuma mechayim, the animal which cannot become ritually impure when it's still alive, eno din shehe ha'ever hamaduldol mimenu tahor, doesn't it make sense that the dangling limb should also be pure? All right, that is the end of Mishnah Ches. Join us tomorrow, and we will conclude this chapter with Mishnayos Tes and Yud.